Blog Talk Radio.
You have to know that it's all in God's plan. Everything going on is in God's plan. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I'm excited about the Word of God. I'm excited about what God's doing. Just got to trust Him, man. That's what that song is about. You just got to trust Him. And that's what we're talking about today. Well, we're going to have a word of prayer. Ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer, and I'll be gone for 2 minutes.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Psalms 26, verses 1 and 2. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another opportunity that we can come together and study your word, Father God. Bless that you will bless each and every one. Bless our pastor as he teaches the word. Bless the listeners and those that are listening by internet and all those that participate, that we will receive the word of God, Father God. So we ask that you will be with all those that are sick and shut in, and we're thankful, Father God, for the praise report, Father God, on Brother Derek Wallace. And we're just thankful for the prayers, for the scripture tells us the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And Lord, we're just thankful, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless each and every one that is sick and shut in, Father God, those who ask us to keep them in prayer. For you said in your word, by your stripes we're healed. And be with all those who are bereaved and those that are going through, Father God. You said in your word, you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us, Father God, to keep our minds stayed on you no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, Father God, knowing that you are in control. For the word of God says to trust in the Lord with all of thy heart. Lean not in thy own understanding.
Yes, yes.
But in all thy ways to acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. So help us to stand on that word of God. And we give you thanks for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for that awesome prayer.
And, God bless.
Listen, brothers and sisters, that's what it's about, man. It's about trusting God. I think that prayer, that was a prayer of faith. I'm going to tell you right now.
Please,
if you're not trusting God, you're leaning to your own understanding. And you don't want to do that, even if it's something you already know about. So when he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in your own eyes now. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy marrow, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with thy first fruit of thine increase. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you honor God, it because you trust him. You trust what his word says. And I know this is going to be kind of difficult for some of you guys, but I do want you to, along with the understanding here, we're talking about trusting God with all your heart. So sometimes it have to be difficult things to make you trust God. Anybody can trust him with the norm. But how about when it's difficult? I think about Joseph. I really think about Joseph. That was a difficult task that man had. And then we'll get into it. But, you know, it's a strange of what we believe is measured by how much and how we are willing to suffer for those beliefs that we have. Joseph was a man with strong beliefs. In other words, he trusts God. He was, yet, when you think about it, he was prepared to do what was, I want to say right, despite the pain. He knew it would cause, but Joseph had another tale. He not only tried to do what was right, he also tried to do it in the right way. Now, that's hard, brothers and sisters. Because you understand, when Mary told Joseph about her pregnancy, Joseph knew that child was not his.
Yeah.
But he respect Mary. He knew that she was a godly woman.
Yeah.
He knew her character. I really don't want to get into all of that, because if I do, I mess around here and miss it. But he knew she wasn't no silly woman. But here this woman was expecting a child that wasn't his. And everybody telling him, put her away. Well, he wanted to do what was right.
Yeah.
Yesterday we were talking about a man of integrity, or the word integrity. Joseph was a man of integrity.
Amen.
Even though he was a descendant of King David, here this man had to deal with a woman that he done told everybody he's marrying, and she's pregnant. And now he has to, first of all, the lesson to be learned about his life, God honored him. God honored him, social position of his little incorporation when he had chosen to use him. So being obedient to the guidings and direction, he obeyed God.
Yeah.
And he trusts God. He trusts God in the point and in the place that he, and I'm going to take my time and say this, because over in Matthew's, we'll read a little bit of this for those that may not know. I don't know what's a good, probably Matthew's 2, and let's read verses 4 through 6. But I'd like for you to read the whole chapter, because it's really mind-boggling when you understand the prophecy that had to be fulfilled, all this stuff that had to take place. He had to fulfill it. And then God was fulfilling all of the desires of his will, that a virgin shall be with child, where it should be born, and all this good stuff. But let's read, if you will, as Pastor Shill. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'll read from the second chapter, 4th verse through the 6th verse. That's what I said, I think. Let's see here if I can get to it. We're going to read it from the King James, and let Pastor read it from the Messenger Bible. The fourth verse read like this. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together and demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem, of Judah, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the priests of the Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Amen. Turn the Message Bible around. Where can we find and pay homage to the newborn King of the Jews, we observed a star in the eastern sky that signaled his birth. We're on pilgrimage to worship him. When word of their inquiry got to Herod, he was terrified. And not Herod alone, but most of Jerusalem as well. Herod lost no time. He gathered all the high priests and religious scholars in the city together and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" Amen.
Amen. I could get into a lot about this, but let me just say a couple of things, because Bethlehem is a small town, probably 5 miles south of Jerusalem. It's site on a high ridge, according to archaeologists, about 2,000 feet above sea level. It is mentioned in more details in the Gospel of Luke. So if you want to read that, you go there. But here's the thing. Also, Luke explained why Joseph and Mary was in Bethlehem when Jesus was born, rather than in Nazareth, their own hometown. Now, let me tell you, it's a whole lot's going on here. So they had to trust God at his word. Here, Joseph had to trust God because the angel came to him, and like I said, read the story, and told him, said, "Now, what she got is of a holy one." And so Joseph received what this angel had told him. So he had to get up and get somewhere because Herod wanted to kill him. But the only reason they knew that because the angel told them. The angel told them.
Yeah.
So he had to trust God that, hey, wait a minute. I got a pregnant woman. Now God want me to take her way back across the country, because now they had to go from Nazareth all the way to Egypt. And that's important, brothers and sisters, because there was a prophecy that out of Egypt shall he come. And also it was prophesied that out of Judea, and when you understand how it was divided, out of Judea, that the governor that shall rule my people. So all of this stuff was being fulfilled. But here's what I want you to see, because they trust God.
All right.
Now, he left Nazareth, went all the way to Egypt, turned around and left from Egypt, and he had to go back to Bethlehem. But in the midst of all of this, scriptures were being fulfilled. Read the story. It will really delight you to see how these different scriptures that have been fulfilled. When God told him, said, look here, the angel told him, said, you have to stay here. Because even though Herod had lied and told him, said he wanted to go and worship, y'all tell me where he at. Well, when y'all find that star, tell me so I can go over there and worship him. You see, y'all bring me word so I can go. He was lying all together. But see, they didn't know that. So Joseph had to trust God.
Yes.
And so he went and stayed there. And once he got the word that, wait a minute, the King Herod is dead now. Y'all can take off and go back. Now they had to turn around. Now this woman pregnant. She had to go back to Bethlehem. You know why? So the scriptures could be fulfilled. Yeah.
All right.
All of this is prophecy. They prophesied about Bethlehem and said, go find this child. Yeah, when you get to reading about the 7th, 8th, 9th verse up in there, you'll see. When the young child had came back, all because of what the word of God had prophesied earlier, and you see all of this coming together, they didn't know all of that. I could probably give you some history about why is it that these wise men, where they came from, who are they? They was called Magi. They saw the star, and it could have been a lot of things. I could probably give you 4 or 5 different reasons, but that's not the point I'm trying to make. Yeah, they could have been Jews, yes sir, who had remained in Babylon after the exile. They could have been somebody who knew the Old Testament. They could have been because it was predicted that the Messiah is coming. So they could have had that knowledge. They could have been Eastern astrologists who studied ancient manuscripts and around the world. Because of the Jewish exile century earlier, they would have copies of the Old Testament in their hand. There's a lot of reasons. They could have been a special Messiah or messengers from God who directed them to the Messiah. But however, everybody knew when they saw that star that the word of God was being fulfilled. But everybody didn't trust God. But he knew Joseph trust God. See, that is like so important, man. If I could just get this across to everybody, how important that was. That was important that Joseph trust God when the odds was against him. There he got to go from Nazareth, where he lived there, all the way to Egypt. And, man, that's a whole story right there, just to talk about what was going on down in Egypt. He had to go past the Gaza Strip, where they was arguing and debating over that little bitty piece of land. But he had to go past it. Then he had to turn around and come back to Jerusalem. And then from Jerusalem, he had to go down to Bethlehem of Judea. But when you think about how geographically that was situated and divided, Joseph doing all of this with a woman who pregnant and ain't his baby.
All right.
But he trusts in God. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Brothers and sisters, you got to be able to trust God in the midst of all of this stuff that's going on in your life. Because your eyes going to tell you one thing. There again, when I think about trust, I think about your dependence on, and you got your confidence. You place confidence in what that angel said.
All right.
That's where you're getting your strength from. Think about it, man. That's something to think about. Here they are. They are entrusting, if you will. They are committed.
Yeah.
They committed themselves. And the thing that motivated them was the fact that they had trust. I was going to talk about Abraham. But when I think about Joseph, even though a lot of people don't get into that, but man, Joseph was, whoo, this man had to show no trust God.
Yeah. Amen.
Why God fulfilling all of these scriptures? Well, what does that have to do with you and I? God's plan has already been laid out. All we got to do is follow him, trust him. Anybody can trust me with what you can see. How about the stuff you can't see? That's my point. How about trusting God with the stuff you can't see? See?
All right.
What they say, the rubber meet the road, when you have to trust in the Lord with all your heart. And that's to me is what what he was doing. He was trusting in the Lord with all of his heart. He didn't lean to his own understanding. His understanding, well, wait a minute. This woman pregnant, and I know it ain't mine. That was his understanding. But he didn't lean on that. Hope y'all can see this picture.
Come on.
He had to trust God.
Yeah.
He had to do a 2 Kings 18:22. Remember, but if ye say unto me, we trust in the Lord our God, is not he whose higher place and whose altar Hezekiah had taken away and had said to Judah and Jerusalem, ye shall worship before the altar in Jerusalem? He got some folks mad. Hey, when you start telling people about their worship, let me ask Pastor Fine, I think it's, yeah, that's where it said. It's 2 Kings 18:22. As you're to find that and read that. When you start telling people about their worship and God say, do it like this and do it, you got a fight on your hand. People get angry with you. God said, no, look at, tell them this is the place I want them to worship. Because, see, he knew the king was going to be born in Bethlehem of Jerusalem, because that's where the Jews worship anyway. In Jerusalem, that's where their faith was at. That's where they trusted God to take their altar, to take their sacrifice there. But read that for us, Pastor, if you don't mind.
All right, Pastor. Okay, 2 Kings 18:22. But if ye say unto me, we trust in the Lord our God, is not that he who high places and whose altar Hezekiah hath taken away and hath said to Judah and Jerusalem, ye shall worship before this altar in Jerusalem? Amen.
Yeah, read it out of the Messenger Bible too, Pastor, if you have it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And from the Message Bible, okay, 22. Okay. Do you think that mere words are any substitute for military strategy and troops? Now that you revolt against me, who can expect to help you? You thought Egypt would, but Egypt's nothing but a paper tiger. One puff of wind and she collapsed. Amen.
Yeah. See, like Jesus told that woman, he says, okay, the woman said to him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our father worshiped in the mountains, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when shall neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what ye know, that we worship of salvation of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is. Right then, things change. Now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. That's what God's looking for. Because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
But see, everybody ain't ready for that. This woman wanted not necessarily debate with Jesus where the worship is, but she liked her work place of worship over there in the, on the mountain and the well. That's what she was accustomed to. Jesus said, yeah, I know you're accustomed to that, and them Jews are accustomed to worship in Jerusalem, but the day is coming and the hour is right now that the change of the worship, well, everybody ain't ready for that because they won't trust the word of God. And that's all I'm talking about is trusting God's word. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, it's come to the point where anyone not like to have anything to say on the lesson, just press one. Also, we want to wish Brother Robinson a happy birthday today. But if you would like to have anything to say, just press one, and we'll let you in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, praise God. And happy birthday, Brother Robinson. Amen. I wanted to read that again in 2 Kings, verse chapter 18, verse 22. I think I was up a little bit too high, Pastor. So I believe this is the 22nd verse from the Message Bible. And it says, but Hezekiah has just eliminated most of the people's access to God by getting rid of all the local God shrines, ordering everyone in Judah and Jerusalem, you must worship at the Jerusalem altar only. Amen.
Yeah.
That was, amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate that. Yeah,
you're welcome,
Listen,
Pastor.
Listen, brothers and sisters, the people, they was trusting they worship where they was at. And God told Hezekiah, said they just, everybody worshiping their own little altar, they getting away from true worship. Let them all go to Jerusalem and let that be the place. The people weren't ready to do that. Like today, people are not ready to worship the truth. They don't want to trust God like that. But it's right there in the Word of God. Right there in the Word of God.
Amen.
I mean, right there in the Word of God. But you think they'll, they won't accept the truth, man.
Have mercy.
They think you got to have a building. And God said, Jesus said, now, we ain't doing it in Jerusalem. We want folks to worship God in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Anyone else like to press one? Hallelujah.
Amen. That's what it's saying also in John 4 and 24, Pastor, but I'll read verses 23 and 24 because I think you had quoted it from the King James. So from the Message Bible, John 4, 23 and 24, says, it's who you are and the way you live that count before God. Your worship must engage your spirit in the pursuit of truth. There is out looking for those who are simply and honestly themselves before him in their worship. God is sure being itself, spirit. Those who worship him must do it out of their very being, their spirit. Their true selves in adoration. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for bringing that out. Anyone else?